Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Hebrews chapter number 7. We'll read the first 7 verses. First 7 verses. Hebrews chapter number 7. And then we'll get into our lesson. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first being by an interpretation king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace, without father, without mother, without descent, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Now consider how great this man was, unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils. And verily, they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is, of their brethren, though they come out of the house of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises, and without all contradictions, the less is blessed of the better. Now, for most folk, even myself, this could be a very, very difficult passage of scripture to understand about Melchizedek and all that is involved here. But let's just begin with the first verse and slowly go through this of chapter number 7. What is that first word in verse number 1 of chapter 7? What's the first word? For. That's an important word, because what that word for means, it literally holds together what was previously said in the previous verses to what now he's going to talk about in the next few verses. It pulls it all together. So don't miss that word for. You got to go back and in the previous chapter, and I won't go back in there. It talked about Melchizedek and all. It talked about the priesthood of Christ. I'm going to get through this, I promise. For Melchizedek. Now, Kyler, you get a message ready. Somebody's going to have to, maybe Danny, somebody. I'm going to call upon you. Anyway, Kyle, somebody. I can't make 5 minutes. Melchizedek. If you were to ask to name some of the most important people in the Old Testament and even in the Bible, mostly we're talking about the Old Testament with Melchizedek, I doubt very seriously any of us would put Melchizedek on the, even in the top 10 of the most important characters in the Old Testament. We'd have Adam, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David. You just name a bunch of the characters that would just start coming out of the Old Testament. Melchizedek would not be there nowhere. But I'm here to submit to you, and we're going to see from this, Melchizedek was one of the most important characters in the Old Testament, if not all of the Bible. You know, he's mentioned he's not mentioned very much, but yet he represents Christ in a perfect way. And we're going to see that here this morning, even though he's often overlooked. And let me jump ahead. He is not Christ pre-incarnate. Okay, a lot of people believe that a lot of Bible scholars think, well, Melchizedek, because it gets down in verse number 3, without father, without mother, all these things, and all. We'll get to that in just a moment. But he's not Christ. He was a man, you know, just as we are, as Abraham was somebody, a man, and Adam, and Noah, all these great patriarchs in the Old Testament, they were men. So was Melchizedek, even though there's a lot of great Bible. I read after them this week, well, this is Christ pre-incarnate. No, I don't believe that at all. So I just want you to understand it, that Melchizedek, very, 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 very important person, but he's only mentioned twice in the Old Testament. Turn me to Genesis chapter 14. This is what it's talking about here in Hebrews chapter number 7. You know the story. At the time is Abram. Lot had been captured. The kings had took him away and the family. And also, Abraham got his army together and went and rescued Lot. And not only did he rescue Lot, he defeated the enemies. And he came back. And the Bible talks about the spoils with the spoils of war. You know, you defeat an enemy and you talk about the spoils of war or whatever he brought back. Well, that's the background here in Genesis 14. This is before he's called Abraham. He's still Abram. Okay? Genesis 14, verse number 17. This is when Melchizedek jumps off the pages of Scripture. And just as quick as he jumps on the pages of Scripture, he disappears. Until we're going to read about him in the book of Psalms, one of the Psalms. Anyway, Genesis 14, 17. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Kedaleah. I'm glad. Let's say Winter Haven, okay? And of the kings that were with him at the Valley of Shavah, which is the king's dell. Now, verse number 18. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine, and he was the priest of the Most High God. And he blessed him and said, "Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed be the Most High God, which hath delivered thine enemies into thine hand, and he gave him tithes of all." And then it talks about the kingdom of Sodom and all. But just those, you got three verses there that mentions Melchizedek, and that's all it says about Melchizedek. And some things we're going to look at him in just a minute. But there's another place that's in Psalm. Where did I have that at? Psalm 110, verse 4. Psalm 110, verse 4. This is the only other place that we find in the Old Testament about Melchizedek being mentioned. Very important. Psalm 110, verse 4. And the Lord has sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Now, that's the only times we read about Melchizedek in the Old Testament. But I want to submit to you, one of the most important persons that's mentioned in Scripture is Melchizedek, okay? We see that Melchizedek is perhaps one of the greatest examples of Christ in all the Bible. This mysterious Melchizedek walks onto the pages of God's word and quickly walks off the pages. Who was this Melchizedek that was the great example of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Back in Hebrews chapter number 7, verse number 1. It identifies him a little bit. First of all, Melchizedek, the word Melchizedek means he was the king of righteousness. Now remember, Melchizedek came from a pagan nation. Pagan area. This is before Abraham became, before Abram became Abraham, Melchizedek met him, and he was the priest of the Most High God, pagan nation. Okay, which is interesting that even before Abraham, God has always had a witness on this earth. Always, Melchizedek was a witness. His name means King of Righteousness. And not only he was just a king of Salem, and by the way, most Bible scholars believe that Salem was ancient Jerusalem, what we now know as ancient Jerusalem, that area, before it became a Jewish country. You know what I'm talking about. Jerusalem was Salem. Most people believe, I don't know, say what most folk believe, that this would be, not only is he the King of Righteousness, but he's all the name. He's also the king of Salem, and the word Salem means peace. How would you like to live in a place called peace? He's the king of righteousness, and he's the king of peace, a place of peace.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.